What's up, everybody? Another edition of the Three Wide Podcast with EG3 coming to you right now. Back on the airwaves, the NASCAR Podcast. All things related to the three biggest divisions of all of motorsports. The Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. Your host, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3 for the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Continuing, folks. The teams preview in the Cup Series, folks. I know a couple went out this week. Well, actually, I know one. I was sitting here recording this podcast before my recording my other podcast, which is the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State related there. So, a busy night on the podcasting front there as well. So, that I just posted a recent preview. It was, I believe, Team Hendrick Motorsports and Stuart Haas Racing. That is out. I believe that is episode 331 of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. And I believe this one, how it's going to fall, I think we're going to have a couple episodes come out this weekend ahead of our weekly episode here on this podcast, which is going to be our first interview of 2023 here on this podcast, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. So, Definitely make sure, if you're not already, if this is your first time listening to this NASCAR podcast, of course, welcome to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe and go check out what has been a handful of episodes to begin Season 8 of this podcast as well, including my reaction to the Clash to Coliseum, which came out on our main night, which is going to be Monday night, late Monday night. It'll be up ready for you on Tuesday. So when I get done, you're not going to get all the previews out here before the season starts next week, Speed Week down there in Daytona Beach, Florida. So trying to knock all these out, it's probably going to carry in to next week, but that's okay, because that's going to give us content and continue to put us out there in the NASCAR verse, as they call it as well. So definitely check those out, get familiar, and I will do a Craftsman Truck Series driver in organization preview across the board. It's going to be one full episode of that, and I plan on doing an Xfinity episode as well ahead of the season as well. So trying to get head start of that, and there I know I got one special guest episode out, which will be out next Monday. Working on a possible, well, this guest came to me, made it easier for me, so got to get that all figured out. And then, of course, I'm really shooting for a bigger guest later on this month here on Black History Month, here in the month of February, continuing to celebrate the diversity of this sport, the Drive Diversity NASCAR program. If you've been a listener for us for a while, I love to talk to young and upcoming drivers from all different backgrounds. So definitely big plans to bring on the newest class of 2023 to drive for diversity program here. So lots to look forward to, including kind of a new look. What you heard, if you didn't listen to the reaction edition already, go back, listen to it. It's going to be kind of a change up from episodes past, so definitely you're gonna hear raw reaction from me through all the Cup races, for that matter. So that's kind of what you're looking at right there. Monday, this past Monday's episodes, what you're gonna be looking at, our little preview, what you're gonna be looking and listening to here throughout 2023. Let's get on into these next two organizations here in the Cup Series, and Richard Childress Racing. Look. Last couple years, including last year. Look, last year I thought, well, this could be really good for Richard's Racing. You have a rising star in Tyler Reddick, and I love this episode here because I'm basically crossing this over. So Tyler Reddick was on his organization last year, right? And 3 wins a year ago. If I have his stats up here, I'm gonna bring him up right now. Of course, Austin Dillon has been with his organization for quite a while, since he was brought up through the NASCAR ranks. I'll mention Tyler Reddick in just a second. Yeah, Tyler Reddick, 3 wins, and of course, Austin Dillon. I'm actually going to start with him You finished 11th last year, got into the playoffs with the win, with help. Oh, by the way, with the 8 car, which was formerly Tyler Reddick, in the season regular season finale at Daytona. 5 top fives, 11 top tens. Look, no stage wins, but look, if they, I know the class doesn't count for anything, but look, if that's what we're going to see, and Austin Dillon has been, look, I've been undermining him. Look, he's won the biggest races, the Daytona 500, the Coke 600, and he won at Daytona again. I just said moments ago. So you wonder what the addition of his newest teammate, two-time Cup champ Kyle Busch, is that going to step up his performance? If last Saturday night is any indication of that, then RCR is going to be looking pretty stout here in 2023. Look, Austin Dillon passed Kyle. Well, Kyle Busch let Austin go late there because Austin was the better car. Austin Dillon was, you know, Austin Dillon, he's going to be aggressive on the wheel. He was super aggressive. Everybody was super aggressive on last weekend in out there in LA. And you saw those cautions out there as well. But yeah, Austin Dillon, can he benefit from having a veteran? Not only a veteran, not that he was already with Tyler Reddick, because Tyler Reddick's an upcomer for sure. We'll get to Tyler Reddick in a bit in this episode here. But for Richard Childress Racing here, whatever happened, I was not happy with the way that things went down with between Reddick and Richard Childress there, which resulted in Tyler Reddick. Tyler Reddick actually dropped the hammer first, apparently there as well. But yeah, Austin Dillon looked pretty good all night in LA last weekend there as well. So we'll see what happens this year. Really, really interesting when it comes to him and hit this pairing with Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch now takes over the 8 car for Richard Childress Racing, and he looked good as well. And of course, he has all those sponsors to all the sponsors as well. Of course, he'll be paired up with Randall Burnett for the upcoming years as well. Kyle Busch, Kyle Busch last year in this ongoing saga with trying to get it contract restructured with Joe Gibbs Racing, the later it got. More favoring that he wasn't going to come back to the organization. Look down here to find Kyle Busch. Yeah, Kyle Busch. Austin Dillon finished a couple spots ahead of Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch, that lone win at Bristol Dirt a year ago. Look, and again, bring Tyler Reddick back in this equation. Tyler Reddick and Chase Briscoe don't get into each other in the last corner of Bristol Dirt there. Kyle Busch does not win a race in 2022. Pretty much safe to say that. They're a little bit of luck to keep his streak going without. He's been in the Cup Series since, 21, 22 years old, and he's not gone a year without winning in the Cup Series. Amazing, amazing. And he's a rarity. Only a handful of drivers can say that. And Kyle Busch is one of those guys to say that. And now you're going over to an organization where, okay, can they rise up to, I'm not going to say to the old times, to the great times of NASCAR, which was the 90s and the early 2000s and such. And you know where I'm going with this. Obviously, Dale Earnhardt singularly winning a lot of races. And that organization was a one-car operation, sometimes two, back then. And Senior won all those races, and he was a factor up there, right? Now, the question is, moving forward, of course, Kyle Busch looked very good throughout last weekend, along with his teammate. RCR looked very good. Can they carry on that success or that momentum through the start of 2023? It's all going to begin with the Daytona 500 next weekend. And Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch has not won a 500. Austin Dillon has. So, yeah, well, because Austin Dillon put himself in the right spot at the right time. And he was there at the right place, right time. Of course, we know what happened there. He moved Almirola, and that's all she wrote there. but look, Kyle Busch, winless, has not won a 500 So again, that's along with a hand other, a full other marquee drivers in the sport, right? So absolutely, you're going to find that being a storyline, him being with his new race team. Can they show up? I have no question. Kyle Busch, and of course, the storyline with him being in Mexico, him being on Sirius XM this weekend, saying, talking about that whole ordeal down there in Mexico. That's a whole scary situation, and we do know by now, obviously, we're glad to have Brittany Griner back in the States, but that is in that territory there. That is very scary right there as well, and the fact that coming from his mouth, saying that he was going to serve time down there, a minimum of, what, 3 years? That's some scary shit right there. So, look, well, I said, now you put that out there. I mean, remember, for some of us don't know that we read upon Kyle Busch's family being involved in a scary incident up in Minnesota. Last year at the Mall of America, something like that. There was a shooting in that area last year, something like that. Again, so, yeah, crazy. Crazy world that we live in. And, you know, people are high-profile people are in, whether it's NASCAR, basketball, or so forth, or actor, whatever that is, high-profile people are fortunately in any situation. So luckily Kyle, but nothing happened with Kyle Busch there. Glad he's back here in the States, and of course, obviously now and preparing for the 2023 season officially next week. There had a strong showing over there. Had a chance to win. He restarted on the front row with Martin Truex Jr. at the class last weekend, and he to no avail. Didn't have anything for MTJ there. Of course, he and MTJ, former teammates at Joe Gibbs Racing. Of course, Martin's still there. Back after pondering retirement, Kyle Busch with contract negotiations, the stuff destructing, going to Richard Childress Racing. Who would have saw that coming? Look, I didn't see that coming. I thought he was going to stay with Joe Gibbs Racing. And yes, again, it's a rarity to see, right, individuals stay with teams throughout the whole entire career. The situation just reminded me of the whole Freddie Freeman situation, obviously from a couple of years ago, or really a year ago, for that matter, I should say, that went nowhere, and it just went spiraling down and down. And the more I thought about it last year with Kyle Busch, the more I thought that he ain't coming back, Joe Gibbs Racing. So that's exactly what happened. And of course, Tyler Reddick earlier last year decided, hey, I'm gonna join 2311 Racing to the displeasure of Richard Childress. And Richard Childress decided, he thought that he could tolerate Tyler for one more year. He decided, hell with that, I'm gonna get rid of you. And get rid of you a year early, which is the benefit to Denny Hamlin, which now, perfect crossover to the 2311 organization, which had Kurt Busch in the 45. Of course, that 45 won all the races last year, and all of them came at Kansas Speedway. And I was there for one of those, the spring race, and I plan on being back, hopefully, for both of them. I've already put on the calendar. I marked it off already, so I'm planning on being back up there in Kansas City for the spring races here for the Cup Series. And for that weekend, it's going to be the Trucks and Cup. Yeah, I'm not mistaken there as well. So you're listening to the 3-Wide Pod with EG3. The organization team previews continue on this edition. We're talking about just wrapped up with RCR. They got some momentum heading into 2023, heading into the Daytona 500. And I would not be surprised. Austin Dillon's pretty good at speedway racing. And you know Kyle Busch is going to be hungry for that elusive 500 win. He was taken out early last year. It was early wrecks last year. Very early in the 500 last year. He's going to be hungry to try to stay in the hunt and get that elusive 500 win. So we'll see what happens there. We're moving on to the 2311 side. And oh, by the way, RCR combined 4 wins a year ago. 3 of those came by the new driver for the 45. That's Tyler Reddick. Look, all the Toyotas were fast. So, if that's any meeting what could bring in 2023-11, looking for some high hopes this year. And one particular driver, I'll get to in a moment here, Tyler Rick last year, made the playoffs, got eliminated. Let's see here. Let's pull back up the tab here. Reddick finished. Hang on a second. What? Okay, there we go. So he finished a spot behind Kyle Busch. In behind Kyle Busch and ahead of Harvick. So Reddick, all three of his wins coming from Armas RCR, 10 top fives, 15 top tens, two stage wins. Got that elusive first victory. I want to say Road America, because this cat right here and the improvement of Bubba on road courses, they might be even more a player when it comes to that stretch of things here. But Tyler Reddick, you know, Kurt Busch, unfortunately, with what happened at Pocono, could not continue throughout the rest of the year. And from what I read on Twitter, he's still not even ready to be cleared from the concussion protocol. That's unfortunate, which puts him at part-time whenever he is finally cleared, which puts Denny Hamlin putting Tyler Reddick in his 45 car. And I expect that speed to continue to roll into 2023. Bubba Wallace is in his car, battling for the owner's championship in the playoffs last year. So anyone with that car, by the way. So yeah, I expect, yeah, no question. Tyler Reddick, a rising star, Denny Hamlin, jump on this opportunity, right? To get a rising star like Tyler Reddick, and I think this is the moment the mojo continues. As an organization, look, they were in the second half of the year. Look, both of their cars. Well, Ty Gibbs was top 20 most of the weeks there, but we got Bubba Wallace, the foundational driver for this team, back in his number 23, Michael, aka Michael Jordan 23. So Bubba Wallace last year really turned things around. I think the turning point for him was that Nashville race, where he had one of the fastest cars out there on a racetrack, and that weekend he was like fastest in practice, yeah. And then of course had that bad qualifying run, and then of course you know Bubba, very intense, and like Kyle Busch mentioned, Kyle Busch talked about after the clash. Called out Joey Logano, saying he's two-faced. Well, all the drivers are two-faced. Let's say, and Bubba Wallace is no exception to that whatsoever. But Bubba Wallace, look, won the second race at Kansas, was really dominant in that second half of that race there, and just took over. And look, if Bubba Wallace doesn't get into Kyle Larson in that whole mess there, he probably could touch to win that race as well. But big things, and Bubba's confident, and I have no question riding high. I think the momentum pairing these guys up, now you're having, obviously, the rise of Bubba continuing in the Cup Series, and then the rise of another rising star with Reddick. I think these two will work very well together here. Which pairing is better? the RCR of Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon. Obviously, Kyle Busch, majority of the wins, a two-time Cup champion. Austin Dillon has won big races. Or the tandem of Bubba Wallace, the foundational driver, or Tyler Reddick. And Tyler Reddick, excuse me. And then I'm gonna put Kurt Busch in that discussion as well. I know 2311 has another car that's going to be competing forward. Actually going to try to race his way in to the 500, and that's Travis Pastrana. We mentioned that on this podcast here a while back. So I definitely am. Definitely, again, we've already posted a handful of episodes already on the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you check that out. I believe it was on the Clash Preview Edition. I mentioned something about that there as well. So the Bubba Wallace last year finished 19th in the points. Didn't make the playoffs individually, but the 45 made the owner's championship playoffs, so he was in the 45. So, but Wallace, win, five top fives, 10 top tens, two stage wins for a good old Bubba. So, yeah, I really look forward, and you know, Bubba's going to be one of the favorites at Daytona for sure. along with, and he's going to be the first. Red is going to be right behind him somewhere, up in there somewhere. So definitely, I'm not gonna give it away right now. But yeah, definitely Bubba is going to be considered as one of the favorites out there. He's been right there in the mix, right there, sniffing that 500. And oh, would it be big, folks, see Bubba get that 500 win. I know I'll be one of those persons to do it, to see him do it. They're my other driver, my B driver. So definitely, and I'll probably throw in Rick as my C driver. So whenever Martin does decide to hang it up, that's going to, the favorite driver is going to switch hands. And I know I've mentioned this several times here in the 3Y podcast. So there's that. But yeah, I look for big things from Bubba. As long as he doesn't get in some wild mess. I know he was a good, he had a great car at the class last weekend, led what I believe 40 laps there, and sitting in a good spot right there, and then he got shuffled out just like everybody else. You leave for a little bit and then you get punted out of the way. And then in this instance here, we're talking about the two teams on this little bit of what's become a cross, nice little crossover here in a 3-wide pod. Austin Dillon got into Bubba late, spun him out. Bubba didn't like it, but hey, it's late in the race, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it there as well. But those two had some jabbering after the race was over. So, again, these two organizations are going to be something to watch. 2311's rise continues. It all started with Bubba, and then, of course, adding on the veteran Kurt. And Kurt Busch is really, again, his veteran presence and staying there with 2311. It's going to be monumentous. It's going to be monumentous for them, for that organization. Of course, Denny Hamlin, co-owner of that organization, along with Michael Jordan. That's going to be huge. Still having Kurt around the shop, everything else like that. He has been an integral part of why 2311 is on a rise here in NASCAR. And now you put a savvy veteran. I can't believe I just put Tyler Reck in that sentence. But you're putting a rising star, a veteran, in Tyler Reck now, who's in his, I believe, is entering his third year in the Cup Series, if my math's correct on that. So, really excited for this 2311 team to get going. And they're going to have Travis Pastrana in the other car. I believe it's a 64. I might be wrong on that. Trying to get into the big-time Super Bowl of NASCAR, the Daytona 500. Of course, we got a Super Bowl on football, the NFL, coming up on Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening. Super Bowl 57 with the Eagles and the Chiefs. We're coming out the AFC, NFC, well, NFC, AFC, respectively, with the number one seeds doing battle in Arizona to wrap up the football season on that front. And then when that's, when the final whistle sounds on that, NASCAR season, baby, and I'll throw in baseball as well, with pitchers and catchers, coming out next week at this very time. So excited for about that, but when final whistle sounds on that, NASCAR will be upon us. And then, of course, the following week will be the Super Bowl of all of motorsports, Daytona 500 in Daytona Beach, Florida. Cannot wait to see what happens. And you figure, all four of these drivers, what I talked about here on this pod episode here, going to be in the mix for sure. 23 will be in the mix right there on top. The 8 of Kyle Busch. 3 of Austin Dillon, teammate, and of course the 45 of Reddick is going to be right there in the mix. You have to think about that as well. So very excited about these two organizations moving forward, and these two organizations with new drivers here, obviously with Kyle Busch. I already did a preview on Joe Gibbs Racing. That's already out now, wherever you get your podcast there. So with this new organization, then you had Tyler Reddick, who was with RCR for the last couple of seasons, including the Xfinity Series Championship. Oh, no. Shouldn't say that. Well, for one of the championships anyways, now moving over to Toyota in 2311. And you got Bubba Wallace there, the franchisee, still moving and grooving over there. He recently got married in the offseason. Talking about Bubba, that is, as well. So a lot of high hopes in that camp. And we'll see if that speed and momentum that the 2311 had to end 2022 last year carries over to the Daytona 500. Of course, obviously the 500 is a different beast. When we get to these other tracks, Auto Club, Phoenix, in Las Vegas, we're going to start to see really take shape what these teams are going to be made of here in 2023. Cannot wait for that. The Three Wide Podcast with EJ3. If you're new to the podcast, again, welcome on board to the podcast. If you enjoy what you're hearing, make sure you do subscribe. We are in the season 8 of this podcast. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and a few more other podcast platforms as well. Tell your racing buddies, we're getting close to some racing at this very time next week. We're going to have the duels. We'll be getting ready for the duel races down there in Daytona next week at this very time. So definitely, you're going to be getting a lot of content between now and through the Daytona 500. And I probably should say through the reaction edition. So definitely, I'm very excited about it. And we're throwing in there a couple special guest interviews in there. Can't beat a good start than that, baby. So make sure you're subscribed to Through Our Podcast. We're going to finish up a lot on the high side. Bring this thing in, baby. The 3-Wide Pile with EG3s in the books. Another preview edition of the couple teams in the Cup Series with a couple new drivers in there looking to make impact right off the bat in 2023. Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, saying thanks again for listening to another edition of the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. We will talk to you next time when we're back on the racetrack. Until then, folks.